item is subdivision 2005-100 DK Properties LLC as a preliminary.
This application was referred May 10th of this year. Each commission member received a copy of Mr. Bowles' letter referencing the required 51% approval from the property owners. On August the 15th of this year, the commission deferred action and left the record open for 15 days for written comments on Mr. Bowles' letter. That record closed August 30th, and I've provided each of you with all the written copies that we received.
Everyone on the commission had the opportunity to review what was sent. So we did get, of course, we had Mr. Bowles' comments. We also had responses to his letter, just to make sure everybody got everything. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny subdivision number 2005-100 DK Properties LLC for the following reasons. One, this application is for a re-subdivision calling into play Sussex County Code Section 99-13A, which requires the applicant to provide evidence of not less than 51% of lot owners' consent to the application. Two, the developer was advised by the May 13th, 2005 plus comments of this 51% rule. Three, the application for subdivision 2005-100 was filed on November 28, 2005 and did not include the evidence required by the code. Mr. Shane Abbott, the Assistant Director of Planning and Zoning, wrote a letter to the applicant on December 29, 2005, reminding the applicant of that requirement. Four, it was not until March 29, 2007, more than a year later, that the applicant, through counsel, submitted what was represented to be the consent of 60 lots. However, of those 60, one was undated and 11 were dated after the application was filed on November 28, 2005 for the re-subdivision. Therefore, with 57 votes necessary to meet the 51% threshold, the applicant could not have had 51% when the application was filed. Five, during the week prior to the public hearing, and planning and zoning staff reviewed and counted the ballots that had been received. It was determined at that time that six of the 60 consents in the applicant's package had voted both ways. Mr. Abbott's initial count showed 53 lots in favor and 59 lots opposed. Another count later in the week showed 51 in favor and 59 against. As of the date of the hearing, the count was 50 in favor and 62 opposed, which were the numbers Mr. Abbott recited at the public hearing. Six, at the close of the public hearing, the commission deferred its decision and requested a report from staff and legal counsel in order to obtain additional information as to the 51% rule. That report was received and reviewed. At the August 15th, 2007 meeting, the matter was deferred again, and the record was left open for public written comments in reference to Assistant County Attorney Richard Burrell's July 23rd, 2007 advisory letter to the Planning and Zoning Commission. Responses were received from the developer's legal counsel and parties opposed to the subdivision. Seven, the code clearly places a burden on the applicant to provide evidence of 51% of the owner's consent at the time of the application for re-subdivision. In this instance, it does not appear that the applicant met that burden. Eight, it should be further noted that other votes submitted in favor of the proposed amended plan, the owners of the 41 undeveloped lots are in essence the development entity DK Extension LLC. Other 71 lot owners of a developed DevNo development, at most 19 or 27%, or perhaps as few as 9 or 13% of the lot owners were in favor of this proposed amended plan. Nine, from the petitions signed and submitted to the Planning and Zoning Commission, public hearing testimony, and letters sent to the Planning and Zoning Commission prior to or at the public hearing, and in written response to Mr. Bill's advisory letter dated July 23, 2007, the overwhelming majority of individual homeowners in DevNo are opposed to the proposed amended plan. 10. Regardless of the 51% of the owner's consent issues, I would still recommend that the Planning and Zoning Commission deny subdivision 2005-100 DK Properties based upon the record and for the following reasons. Day, the proposed amended plan is a 250% increase from the approved 41 lots to 103 lots, or a net increase of 62 lots. B, these additional 62 lots and associated impervious surfaces will be placed in an environmentally sensitive area which consists of forest and wetlands that are the headwater riparian wetlands associated with Pothook Creek and Wolf Glade. This area is an excellent wellhead and recharge area. The surrounding area is rated as excellent or good recharge areas. Furthermore, all the land surrounding Pothook Creek has been identified as critical. C, contrary to the developer's statement that there will be no or little impact on the wetlands, the preliminary plan indicates otherwise, as there are no proposed buffers from the wetlands, and extensive clearing of existing forest would occur. Nearly 50% of the existing forest will be cleared outright, in addition to future clearing by lot owners as part of the construction or development process. B, BMAC has strongly recommended that the applicant preserve the existing natural forested buffer adjacent to the wetlands in their entirety. BMAC has requested a minimum 100-foot buffer from the wetlands if any of the forested area was removed adjacent to the wetlands. Furthermore, BMAC has identified the forested area on the site as both a state resource area and a state designated natural area. E, the developer has proposed to increase the building setback on lots adjacent to the wetlands by an additional 10 feet for a maximum building setback of 30 feet with no buffer. In recent years, the Planning and Zoning Commission has typically required a minimum 50-foot buffer for wetlands. This has apparently been disregarded. F, pedestrian travel and safety for the existing residents of Dove Mill is of concern. While the developers are proposing sidewalks on one side of the streets in the proposed amended area, and note the plus recommended sidewalks on both sides, there are no sidewalks in the existing developed area, nor are any proposed. There are no sidewalks proposed in the existing developed area to either the proposed school bus shelter in the amended area, nor to the adjoining shopping and entertainment center. Thus, the current residents will be subject to considerable more traffic as the proposed amended area travels through the existing developed area. By the developer's application to PLUS, the project will generate 1,708 daily vehicle trips. However, no provision is being made for safe pedestrian travel within the existing developed area, let alone any provision for safe pedestrian and bicycle travel to adjoining areas. In response to the cutting of the forested area, the developers proposed tree-lined streets are an inadequate replacement of the benefits provided by the forested areas, not only ecologically, but more importantly, to the abundance of wildlife that resides in, on, and near this property. H, the developers are proposing two separate homeowners associations, governing their significantly different community covenants and restrictions. This could prove to be cumbersome and burdensome to manage. Furthermore, once the developer is done with the proposed amended area and is no longer a party to the homeowner associations, this is likely to become a source of conflict, as has been seen in other developments with two homeowner associations. I, while the developers have proposed to essentially cover all the homeowner association expenses of the existing homeowner association for the next 10 years, who or what will determine the original homeowner association's financial responsibilities later, such as what portion of the overall community expenses for open space, utilities, stormwater management, community management, etc., etc. In summation, the current individual homeowners purchase their homes with a certain understanding of the community size, with limited amenities, with limited homeowner association expenses, and with extensive natural areas. There have not been sufficient justifications provided by the developer which would warrant such significant changes as propagated in the proposed amended area. To the contrary, the proposed amended area could have a detrimental impact on the natural resources of the proposed amended area and perhaps a significant impact on the residents of the existing area. That's the ordinance, is my motion.
Gentlemen, there's a motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion, since this is a rather controversial and somewhat complicated application? If there's anyone who'd like to speak before the vote, we can allow it. Okay, there being none, we'll call for the question. It's been moved and seconded to deny subdivision 2005-100, DK Properties LLC, for the reasons stated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next